Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with West Central Valley High School students Sophie Bauer, Larissa Crawford, Gavin Dupay, Cale Hansen, Jacob Jones, and Sophia Mahady about their fall play Dead and Breakfast taking place this weekend. Tell me what show you're putting on for your fall play and what it is about.
So, on our performance next Friday and Saturday, the 9th and the 10th, we are performing Dead and Breakfast. So, Dead and Breakfast is about an ace private eye, Nick Noir. He recently got married to his bride, Selma, and they go on this sail as their honeymoon, and it ends up not working out, and they crash on this tropical island. And on this tropical island, they're just trying to make it by, and there are some mysteries that happen on this island, maybe a murder. You'll just have to see.
So it's a mystery. It's on an island. It almost sounds like a cross between Gilligan's Island and Clue.
Yes.
Maybe?
Yeah.
A bit like that?
Yep. Yeah, lots of comedy.
How has the rehearsal progress been and being together, the group that has been assembled? What have you thought of this year's play?
So this year, it's our Nancy Bush, our director's last year directing plays here. So I think we've all really tried to make it one of the best ones she's ever had. Ever since the beginning, we've always tried our hardest to make it good. And so now at this point, we are 10 times better than what we have been since the beginning. And I think everyone's just trying to give like their full-blown all of it to her.
And so you mentioned how it's a honeymooners like couple that's crashed on this island. Who are these other characters and how do they come into play?
My character, Violet Van Leer, owns a hotel at this tropical island, and some mysterious man invited all these people here, and we're not really sure why and how that happened. So that's basically what everyone else is doing here.
And what would you say is one of your favorite moments of the play? Something you think you hope will play out well during the performances?
We have a big hypnotist scene, and it gets a little bit funny, and I think the crowd will enjoy it.
Dexter turns into a dog.
Is that with the hypnotist, or is that something else?
Yeah, that's a hypnotist.
Okay. Is there any kind of audience involvement with this play?
Yes. Nick Noir, he talks to the audience a lot during the play, and converses with them about how everything's going wrong and everything that's happening in his point of view. So it's mostly Nick Noir's view on what all is happening and just a few offside comments from him.
Do you hope the audience that comes and sees the play will humor you guys and kind of be willing to sort of play along with the fourth wall busting?
Yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
And when are the performances taking place?
On November 9th and the 10th. That's next Friday and Saturday.
At 7 p.m.
Okay. $6 at the door.
$6 for everybody?
Yep.
Okay. And why would you encourage folks to come out and see West Central Valley's Dead and Breakfast next weekend?
I think it's because we're really giving it our all this year, and it's a really funny play, and I know people will get a lot of laughs out of it.
It brings, like, mystery to it, but then also brings comedy, so it's a very big selection of different, like, genres into just one play, and I think it brings like every type of someone's liking to it.
I think that Mrs. Bush did very well with placing them with the right characters this year, and we all relate to our characters in some way, and every character has some kind of bash with another character somehow throughout the play, so it'll be interesting to watch from a different point of view.
Dead and Breakfast is a very peculiar, very unique title for a play. Any explanation you can give about that?
So the reason it's called Dead and Breakfast is because where Nick Noir and his wife like wash up is at a bed and breakfast, and there might or might not be a murder that happens there. So they call it Dead and Breakfast for a bed and breakfast.
It's a nice little morbid pun. I can get behind that. All right. Are any of you guys seniors? How does it feel to be in the senior year and having one of your last plays, performances at West Central Valley?
It kind of doesn't sink on you until, like, the days coming up to the performance that, hey, this is my last year. And it kind of makes everything a lot better because you get to connect with everyone. Being backstage is one of the best things because everyone is experiencing the same thing. Because we're here 3 times a week, right? Rehearsing from like 6 to 9. And we put in a lot of work. And really, it's connecting with everyone. And having you goof on stage, right? You'll make mistakes. But the laughs and the memories you make is really the best part about this.
It's definitely crazy thinking it's the last one. Personally, I don't do the musical, so this is a big last for me. But it also being Mrs. Bush's last has made everyone come together a little bit more. So it's been, even it's always fun, but it's been extra fun and extra cherishable.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with West Central Valley High School students Sophie Bauer, Larissa Crawford, Gavin Dupay, Kale Hansen, Jacob Jones, and Sophia Mahady about their fall play Dead and Breakfast. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program and more information about the play online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.